Fridays are a thing. Drinking bad bourbon is not a thing. This is Bishop and Laurinaitis.
All right, time to head out on the Bryant Heating Cooling Systems fan guest hotline for a visit with our good buddy Austin Ward of Letterman Row joining us. Let's just start with how we ended the last segment, Austin, and that is what's going on at corner with Ohio State and the move of McCall back there. And there's probably a lot of layers to that. But I'm wondering if this is a program that needs the transfer market to come through at corner, my friend.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good question, Will. I don't think that they will. I think what they need is to get healthy. When you put Seven Banks and Cameron Brown back out there, that really changes things. I think that this DeMario option, I don't really expect that he's going to be a contributor on defense. And then you look at the other pieces that are there. Lathan Ransom will be, in that second safety spot or slot corner spot. Josh Proctor back there at safety will be fine. Ryan Watts, I think people have kind of forgot a little bit about him as he starts to emerge. We actually got six open periods of practice this morning, Bo. That guy physically looks the part, reminded me a little bit of Eli Apple physically with the link. So, yeah, I mean, obviously that's a position to look at in spring, and it's a spring concern after what happened with the pass defense. But the pieces that they have, the pieces that they will get back by August, I think that Ohio State will be just fine at cornerback.
Austin, if I had to tell you what's the one position then on defense that concerns you the most? You know, if you're saying, gosh, I'm asking that in the perspective that we have extremely high standards, right? I mean, when you play at Ohio State, we want every DN to be a Bosa or a Young. We want every corner or safety to be like a Malcolm Jenkins or a Conley. We want all these guys to be studs. You know, we want a linebacker to win the Buckus and be Shazier. So it's like, what one position are you like, man, I just don't know. I got to see it.
Yeah, I would say that, you know, if you're holding them to that standard and you're looking for a Laurinaitis out there, I don't see one at linebacker right now. And I mean, let's be honest, man. I mean, that's, you can say Shazier or Laurinaitis or anybody else that you want, a Raekwon McMillan. I don't know. Just there's a rich legacy at that position too, as you know. And, you know, right now that's a very interesting unit. It's another, I could rattle off the names of people that are 4- and 5-star recruits, and that's all well and good, but that's a very inexperienced group. They're dealing with injuries with Dallas Gant out. There's another one that, a redshirt freshman that was on crutches today that we'll probably get to talk about in about 45 minutes or so. So you're losing your top four guys. Your fifth guy is hurt. Another one who is trying to battle for a starting job is going to be out for the next couple of weeks. And, you know, that's just, you know, that's a spot where Bo's talking about going into the portal. I would be very surprised if Ohio State didn't find the linebacker through that means. It's just, that's such a critical position for the defense, and there's so much work to be done. And all those guys can come along, and they might be future stars, but that you don't want to go into a year with that much uncertainty at linebacker with guys who just haven't, you know, had a chance to start and play meaningful reps for a national championship contender.
You know, and Austin, some of these guys are names that, you know, Taraji Mitchell, we've known his name forever. Gant, we've known their names forever. But some of these guys are names we're hearing for the first time. You think about Eichenberg or Simon or Young. These are guys where, you know, someone has to grab those positions by the throat. So what can you tell us about some of the young guys? And then also, you know, we keep hearing rumors of a Tennessee linebacker coming here. What can you tell us on that front?
Yeah, I think that's a two-team race for Henry 2020. And Ohio State, I believe that they like their chances of landing him, and that would be a big deal at one of those inside linebacker spots. That's a competition that Ohio State's going to need to win, and I think that they like their odds of doing that. Really one of the most intriguing prospects that, you know, I saw today was Craig Young. You brought his name up. The dude, I mean, physically, there are very few people in the world that look like this guy. I know that that's a huge mouthful, but he seems like the kind of guy, Berm actually threw, I'm going to steal his comparison. He thought that this guy might make a Darren Lee type jump. He's a different kind of player, but he's got that versatile athleticism. He was running around a little bit with the safeties and defensive backs today, which means maybe that they have an actual bullet that we can talk about moving forward. But the kid, off the charts athleticism, I think you'll see him in some capacity. Defensively, I think Ohio State needs him. You know, and you know, Eichenberg, the kid's been praised tremendously by Al Washington for his leadership. He's got the toughness to play there in the middle. So I think that's another. Those two guys, I'd look for them to make a big jump. And look, they've got 2 weeks. Ryan Day was saying this as they kind of broke their huddle this morning. You got 2 weeks. 2 weeks to get better before this long layoff, and they need to catch up with as many reps as possible. Obviously, that opportunity exists there at linebacker right now.
Yeah, I was just telling Bo last segment just how crucial the fact that we have spring ball is for all these questions. Yeah. Can you imagine going into a fall with the questions at LB and corner and just being like, we got no spring ball reps for technique and making mistakes and learning from them. What else? You said you got 6 open periods today. What else did you really take away? Is CJ, you know, putting a little anaconda grip on this QB position? What's kind of happening? Is there a shakeout in the running back room, or is it all smoke and mirrors from Ohio State when they let the media, you know, peek in?
Yeah, I think that the running back competition is wide open, sort of. I don't think that was any sort of misdirection. I think that competition is available for the taking. I think that they'll carry that through August. I don't really believe the same at quarterback. Certainly Ryan Day's not going to come out and name a starter, but and we can only take so much out of what, you know, Berm was in there Friday. Tim May was in there Friday. I was in there today. CJ Stroud was leading the reps through all the periods that were open to us over the last 2 days. That's been the indication that we had before those practices, and certainly leaving them, I haven't seen anything that would change my mind that CJ Stroud will be the next starting quarterback for Ohio State. The way that he throws the football, I talked to you guys a few weeks ago that a lot of what I was hearing was just the swagger, the personality, the way that teammates responded to him. The kid throws a heck of a football. We know what he can do with a little bit of underrated athleticism. We saw him run the football a couple times last year. This looks like the next quarterback of Ohio State to me.
So then you have these jobs, and we were talking about it at receiver and the G. Scott move, mm-hmm. and it's certainly there at quarterback as well, because what you have to do is you have to recruit guys to get here, and then you're going to have to re-recruit them. And it's going to be that way at quarterback. It's going to be that way at receiver, especially. Hartline's a smoothie. We all know it. We all love him. But, my goodness, I don't know how you feed all these guys, to be honest with you, Austin. I don't. And there's so much talent in the room. I think their eighth guy, and this isn't hyperbole, I think their eighth guy could start at every other team in the league.
Yeah, and Marvin Harrison caught a nice touchdown in a red zone drill when we were in there. And again, it's one. James knows how many reps go into a practice, and we see a very small fraction of that. But so when a guy makes a play like that, obviously we're going to talk about it. He made a couple plays that jumped out for a true freshman, and Ryan Day had talked about how physically ready he is. So you think maybe that's part of why G. Scott was looking around and saying, hey, maybe there's an easier path or maybe even a more richer path in the future for him at tight end. And you make that move just because of what they have there. I think that, you know, I talked to Terry McLaurin about this a couple weeks ago, just the way that they rotated six, and you really only needed one just to thrive, and you could make a productive career for yourself at the next level as long as you took that coaching and hung around. Now, that's easier to say than it is to do when you're in the moment. But, you know, Ohio State's been through this before where they've had – 6 guys that they rotated. You look at that last year for McLaurin and the 3 guys waiting behind them with, you know, Victor and Mack and, you know, patient KJ Hill waiting their turn. You know, they've managed this before. I think that it helps that they've got a blueprint they can point to, but, you know, we've all known wide receivers who don't like to wait. I think right now they've also identified it through recruiting guys who understand what the situation is and that they're, you know, at this point, okay with what their role might be, helping the Buckeyes and helping themselves down the road.
All right, Austin. Good stuff out of you, my friend, as always. Appreciate your time, bud.
Anytime, guys. See ya.
All right, that's our buddy Austin Ward of Letterman Road on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline.